Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, where we focus on faith, growth, and staying uplifted in all seasons of our lives. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. I'm so excited to dive into today's topic, and that's how to realize when God is trying to tell us something. Have you ever felt like things in your life were shifting and you just weren't sure why? Or maybe you've been getting the same message over and over again, but you're unsure if it's coming from God. Today, we're going to break down the signs of how to realize when God is speaking to you and recognize his voice and how to respond when he's guiding you. I'll also share a powerful story from the Bible and give you three scriptures to lean on. And as always, we're going to seal it all up with an affirmation. So grab your Bibles, grab your journal, your pen, your favorite cup of tea or coffee, and let's settle in and get into it. Now, God speaks to us in many ways, through his word, through people, through circumstances, and even in the stillness of our hearts. But sometimes, honestly, we're just too distracted to notice. Here are a few ways that God might be trying to get your attention. You see the same repeated messages. You keep hearing the same things, but in different ways. Maybe a friend gave you advice that aligns with something that you read in the Bible. And then you hear a sermon on the same topic. It's not a coincidence. That's God speaking. A restless spirit. Have you ever just felt uneasy in your heart, like something needs to change, but you don't know what? That could be God prompting you to move in a different direction than you're already going. And then there's closed and open doors. Sometimes God speaks to us by shutting doors that aren't meant for us. You may feel frustrated when things don't work out, but later realize he was directing you to something better. You may feel conviction through the Holy Spirit. When you're about to make a decision, do you feel peace or do you feel hesitation? The Holy Spirit often nudges us in the right direction through conviction. Some people may have dreams or even visions. Throughout the Bible, God spoke to his people through dreams. While not every dream has a spiritual meaning, sometimes God uses them to reveal something important. One of the most well-known stories about recognizing God's voice is found in 1 Samuel chapter 3. Verses 1 through 10. Samuel was a young boy serving under the priest Eli when he heard someone calling his name in the middle of the night. Thinking it was Eli, he ran out to him and said, "Here I am," but Eli hadn't called him. This happened three times until Eli realized that it was God speaking to Samuel. Eli told Samuel to go back. And if he heard the voice again, to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." When Samuel obeyed, he finally heard God's message. Sometimes we don't recognize God's voice right away. Samuel didn't know it was God speaking at first. Just like him, we may need to grow in discernment. We may need guidance to understand when God is speaking. Eli helped Samuel realize what was happening. Likewise, seeking wisdom from spiritual mentors can help us recognize God's voice. God speaks when we are willing to listen. When Samuel finally said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," God revealed his message. We have to be intentional about listening when we're seeking God's guidance. So, what's the key takeaway here? Samuel didn't recognize God's voice at first, but once he was guided, and responded in obedience, God spoke clearly. The same thing applies to us. Sometimes we need guidance and stillness to hear him. I want you guys to jot down these three scriptures that can help you discern when God is speaking. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you don't know." God invites us to call on him and he promises to respond. If you're unsure whether he's speaking, take a moment to seek him in prayer. John chapter 10, verse 27. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." As believers, we can learn to recognize God's voice over time, just like Samuel did. The more we spend time with him, the more familiar his voice will become. And then Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. "Trusting in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Even when we don't fully understand what's happening, trusting God allows him to direct our paths clearly. Once you recognize that God is trying to tell you something, how do you respond? Be still and listen. Instead of making a decision, take a moment to be quiet in his presence. Pray and ask for confirmation. You can also test it against scripture. God will never tell you something that contradicts his word. If you feel led to something, see if it aligns with biblical principles. Seek wise counsel. Talk to someone who is spiritually mature, like a pastor or a mentor. Or you can just talk to someone who you feel is genuine and truly cares and will help you find clarity when you feel unsure. Walk and obey in faith. Once you know what God is saying, act on it. Samuel responded, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." We should have the same willingness to follow where God leads. Once you know what God is saying, take action. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. Step forward in faith, even if you don't have all the details. Now, before we wrap it up, I want you to take a deep breath and speak this affirmation over yourself. I am open to hearing God's voice. I trust his guidance, and I move forward in faith, knowing he is leading me. Write it down. Let it sink in. God is always speaking. It's up to us to listen. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you. If you feel like God is trying to tell you something, take the time to listen. He may be guiding you towards something better, or protecting you from harm, or calling you into a deeper relationship with him. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with a friend, and let's keep this conversation going. DM me on social media or drop a comment on my latest post. How has God been speaking to you lately? And as always, stay encouraged, stay faithful, and stay positive. Until next time, I'm Tay, and this is Tay Talks Positivity. Stay blessed, and always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.